Daily Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
I want all of you to check out my Twitter account and also check out Pinto Gunderson's Twitter account, because on there, one of our media colleagues has posted a photo of Daniel Gunderson from his college days, which for many of us, a photo of our college days would be like, you know, 30 years ago. So it'd really be a big deal. But Daniel, you were in college like 3 years ago, right? 4 years ago? 2 years ago?
Three years
ago.
Yes.
But Dom Izzo tweeted, somehow he found a photo of you in the Spectrum newspaper at North Dakota State and took a picture of it with his phone and tweeted it out there. And I retweeted it, so it's out there. You don't look all that much different. I'm going to be honest with you.
No, I don't. I can't argue with you there.
If you would shave, see, you kind of have like this constant growth going on.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call it scruff, because that would be
giving it way too much credit.
It would be. Yeah, I see. I'm going no shave November this month, but you're right. If I shaved a little bit more consistently, I would look pretty much the same.
Pretty much exactly the same as you were in college.
Yeah, a little scary.
Which was only 3 years ago.
Yeah, and that picture was probably taken 5 years ago too. So
you're like 19 years old.
Yep, about that age.
Little shaver you were. Little shaver, little college shaver. Folks, welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. Last night, yesterday, of course, was an election day in the great state of Minnesota. And right in the great city of Moorhead, they had municipal elections as well. We're going to have a couple of those people on today who won elections. And one of those people is Moorhead's new Ward 1 councilperson. Her name is Mary Daly, and she joins us on the Mike McFeely Show today. Hello, Mary Daly. How are you?
Hello, Mike. I am fine, and I don't look any different than I did in college either.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
It was more than 3 years ago.
You look exactly the same, Mary. I'm just going to go with that. Congratulations, by the way, on your victory. I got a chance to talk with you last night after the results were final, and you're pretty darn excited to get this thing going and get working for the people of Ward 1.
Thank you, Mike. Yes, I am. I'm very excited about it. I see a lot of new ideas coming in, and I'd like to see some things finished, and very excited. The adrenaline is still going.
What's going to be your first action item as the city councilor for Ward 1 in Moorhead?
Oh, good question. I think first action item there would probably be to take a look at some of the issues that the people were telling me about as I got to meet them around the ward. There's a whole list of them, and I really haven't had time to prioritize as far as looking ahead that far yet.
Well, and this was your first campaign, correct? This is the first time you've run for office?
Yes, it is.
And so this whole thing, aside from being a victor today, the whole process for you has been brand new. How have you handled it? You seemed, because you were victorious last night, but you seemed really rock solid and steady last night. So the process didn't beat you up too bad?
You know, it did not. In fact, it actually had the opposite effect. It energized me. I was very excited, and I look at the beginning of the campaign back on the 1st of August to where it is today, and oh my goodness, I have learned so many things, and just had a wonderful experience.
When it comes to the toll bridge, that's going to be in your ward, correct? The toll bridge that goes from North Moorhead over to North Fargo. That's going to be in your constituents area, correct?
That is correct.
What's going to happen there? What is your goal as the Ward 1 councilor with the toll bridge in Moorhead?
Well, at this point, I think I need to look at it a bit more closely to see what is going on with it currently. Information has been sketchy a little bit. And I also want to take a look at the actual physical condition of the toll bridge, too, a little closer, now that I've learned the words for the different parts.
That's right. Yeah, the ramp, or whatever you wanted to call it, right? Wasn't that the lead-in to the bridge? I remember you talking about that at the Candidates Forum over at the HEMCOM Center.
I think I used the word thingy, and I'm not sure if that is the correct technical term. You know, the thingy that holds the bridge up and connects it to each side of the banks. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to talk with any other council people today, or newly elected Mayor Delray Williams? Have you had a chance to reach out and kind of connect with those people on your first day as a council person?
You know, it's been fun. The text messages and the telephone calls have been nonstop.
And so you have had a chance then to talk with some other council members?
I have. Nothing in depth. Basically, congratulations. How did you fare? You know, that kind of thing. And are you exhausted today?
Are you exhausted today?
You know, I am. I think I passed exhausted about 2 weeks ago.
That's good, though. You knocked on a lot of doors, correct? I mean, I've heard, you know, through the grapevine that you were knocking an awful lot of doors in Ward 1 and meeting an awful lot of people.
I did, and I'm going to have to find something in the winter to make up for that exercise that I won't be doing.
Well, I'm sure that your constituents would appreciate you knocking on their door some more, Mary, wouldn't they?
I think they would, but, you know, it hits about 40 below, and I don't know. We'll have to email.
What did you learn about your neighborhood and about your ward through the campaigning process that you didn't know before you declared for city council?
Well, I think the first thing that I learned is that there are a lot of amazing people that live here in the north end of Moorhead. In fact, many of them I met, and it was just an instant like, and it's like, I've been here 20 years. Why have our paths not crossed before?
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. I mean, that'd be a neat part of the whole political process would be getting to knock on doors and meet people and find out, God, you know, I didn't know that person lived two blocks away from me. That'd be kind of a neat thing.
Oh, exactly. And it was fascinating hearing people's different stories and hearing what their needs and concerns are. And I will say the most wonderful door I went to, the woman who had answered the door had just been baking brownies. And as she opened the door, it just wafted out. So that is definitely a memory I will not forget.
Did she invite you in? And did you get to try the brownies?
You know, I did not, and I'm afraid it was one of those days when I was trying to cover a lot of ground because, as you know, geographically, the first ward is very large and goes from the river all the way over to 34th Street. So quite a big territory there.
Mary Daly, she's the newly elected council person for the first ward in Moorhead. She joined us now on the Mike McFeely Show. That area of Moorhead, North Moorhead, it's an older part of town for the most part, not all of it, but much of it is an older part of town, as you said, right along the river, up around, you know, Matson Field and that area. Are there special challenges that you're going to face as the first ward council person? And how are you going to face those challenges if they're there? It's just a different section of town in Moorhead.
It is. And it's a very diverse section of town. Very diverse. I found a lot of young families. I found a lot of retirees. So very different needs for each of those subgroups. But all in all, I would say that it is easy to categorize the people of North Moorhead as being very warm, very solid, very aware of what's in their neighborhood.
No, and I agree. And we live up, of course, in Oakport Township, which is north of North Moorhead. And so we spend a lot of time in that area of Moorhead. And my family, we love it there. We love that area. We love the people. My daughter went to Robert Asp Elementary School, which is up in that area, and we loved it. We thought, what a great neighborhood school. What a great neighborhood. Just all kinds of different people. And I mean that in a good way, just all kinds of different families and ages. And it's just a nice, warm, kind of small town feel in a bigger town, Mary.
That is the perfect description, Mike. That is perfect. It is. It feels like a small town within a larger community. It's very nice.
Is that why it's important? You know, Moorhead, every once in a while, Mary, talks about maybe getting rid of the ward system, or at least some people do, not necessarily the people, you know, on the city council, but others have said, you know, why doesn't Moorhead get rid of the ward system? And I like the ward system for some of the reasons that we're talking about, that the people in the first ward, they have you as their representative. They have you to speak to their needs and concerns at Moorhead City Council meetings and for you to look out for them. Whereas if you have an at-large system, I'm not sure that a lot of areas of town have that person to look out for them. Do you agree or disagree?
I completely agree. I really do, because if you look at the different wards, what may be happening in the fourth ward, way in the south part of town, very different than many of the needs here in the north part of town. First of all, they can get places we can't because of the trains, but that's a whole other topic for another show.
Yeah.
But I definitely, no, I really like the ward system because I think it lets the council representative stay in touch with the people they are representing.
Mm-hmm. You know them and they know you. And I think in today's world of politics, which have become so big and so nationally and regionally oriented, I think that's a really nice touch that Morehead has, that you know your constituents and they know you. That's kind of neat.
I think so. And I really want to stay accessible. And I found that I already am. People are already contacting me about different things. And that's how I want to keep it.
Cool, cool. And I like you for many reasons, but one reason I like you, Mary, is that you got your start in the world of radio, did you not? You're a former DJ, correct?
I did, and when I was in radio, I did news as well, and my favorite night to cover, of course, was election night. So it was quite a twist last night being on the other side of the table. I don't have the cushy life that the radio people do where they can just flit around town.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know that. But you certainly have the radio voice. You have a very nice radio voice. And I hope that when things settle down, if I'm able to take some vacation, maybe you can sit in this chair. You know, I offer that to sitting officials or ex-officials or whatever. Maybe sometime you can sit in this chair, Mary, and host the Mike McFeely Show.
Oh, I think that would be great fun.
Cool. All right. Mary, congratulations again. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Mary Daly, she is the new... She hasn't been sworn in yet, so I shouldn't get ahead of myself. That's going to happen after the first of the year. But Mary Daly is going to be the new council person for First Ward in Morehead.